WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's fine.
Fox News, I'm Steve Rappaport.
I really don't know what we're going to do, but all you can do is pull up your bootstraps and start over, I guess.
Hundreds of homes flooded out in the Midwest.
Thousands of people evacuated near Omaha, in Iowa, and in northwest Missouri, where one couple had to be rescued via helicopter amid breached levees following heavy rains and rapid snowmelt. The Missouri, one of many waterlogged rivers.
Fox's Jeff Manasso, flooding blamed for at least three deaths. Dutch police arresting a man accused of opening fire on a tram, killing three people and wounding five, according to eyewitnesses.
A man with a, quote, big gun fired inside a car of the train and then fled. The Dutch prime minister had said that terrorism was not excluded. According to eyewitnesses, the gunman was going after a specific woman on the tram car. Others were killed and hurt when they tried to defend her.
Fox's Greg Palcott. This is Fox News.
Listen up, everybody. This is
valuable
information.
Joey!
Hey, kids! The world is a big, scary place, and I'm going to help you make sense of it all. Let's learn about household disinfectants. Your mommy disinfects, but it has some side effects. It's killing bacteria in your gut, and that gives you a big butt. Household cleaners are killing your good bacteria and making you a fatty. If your floors and toilets sparkle like the sun, you would even risk licking it with your tongue. That means you will be much plumper and your thighs will cause the thunder. You'll probably have diabetes for your dung. Dirty up your house, kids, or someday you'll be as big as one. Barney loves you.
See how important that is?
Yeah. Didn't have to do it with that obnoxious Barney, though. Don't know why you insist on torturing me every day with those bits.
I guess he's to you like what Brian Stelter is to me.
Mm-hmm. Except Brian Stelter's that way to me as well. So yeah. I'm getting a double dose.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Well, we can't have that. Gosh, you know,
I'll take it. I'm young. I can bear the burden.
I'm glad we finally got around to that booger story. I've had that since Thursday. And I don't want people to think I'm hanging on to news for any of the wrong reasons. Last week, we finally, got him to come by. Bubba Turner from John Lee Paint.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday, I was on my way to Food Outlet, so I took pictures of the sign. Because they put new ones up,
Oh,
right?
Yeah, they put up pithy sayings.
Yes. Going southbound on Coliseum Boulevard as you go past John Lee Paint. Never deprive someone of hope. It may be all they have. And then northbound, a person wrapped up in himself makes a very small package. I just like the way they make you think.
Yeah.
I'm here to tell you that inside John Lee Paints, they have their own brand now of exterior paint, solarproof. This is it. This is the one that is formulated to withstand the heat, humidity, and conditions of Alabama. If you're doing an exterior color, John Lee Paint is also the place to go to find out that it's within code, because certain historic districts of Montgomery don't allow certain colors. So you can find that out there as well. But this is self-priming, mildew resistant. This is the best in outdoor paint. And this is the time of year when people like to dress up their patios and so forth, trim, wood trim on a brick house and so forth. The gutters, whatever. Solar proof by John Lee Paints. Ask for it. They also, of course, are the home for Richards Paint, which is an excellent interior paint formulated again to give you that great finish. Cheap paint gets you a cheap result. It's just the way it is. And by the way, it does make a difference what type of rollers and brushes you're using. So the staff at John Lee Paint, with all of that experience, knows the questions to ask to make sure that, you know, what kind of texture is that surface going to be. Use this roller. If it's coarse, for example, if it's smooth, use this one. Same thing with brushes, and then they run down a checklist to make sure you got everything you need so when you start your painting project, you don't have to get up and run back for something you forgot. They're at 34 Coliseum Boulevard, just north of Atlanta Highway. Please tell Charles Bubba Turner and the great staff there, Mr. Dodson and the rest at John Lee Paints, that you heard about him right here. Brad McDonald should be joining us shortly.
Well, we've made it into the 5 o'clock portion of our rush hour in Montgomery Skywatch. Traffic sees the traffic building up around the boulevard. We're going to be crowded this afternoon, so look out around the Troy Highway, Vaughn Road, and around the interstate. Speaking of the interstates, we don't see any problems there at all. You can head where you are going with a smooth ride. If you're headed into Prattville on 31, look out because there's several delays along your route. If you're going into Wetumpka, the only slowdown we see is at Redland Road and then when you get up by the Business District. Let's be careful and see if we can make this 5 o'clock hour accident-free. The lot is full of pickups, SUVs, and crossovers at Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, and more are on the way. They've got to go, and that means you save money. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Motorcycle riders have the same rights and privileges as anyone else on the road. If you've been injured, call the Vance Law Firm.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by the lawyers.
27 years ago, Steve Worth rented a storefront in Montgomery and opened the first location of Worth Cleaners. A lot has changed since 1991. Two buildings and over 20 employees make Worth Cleaners who they are today, along with Worth's dedication to its customers to provide top-notch service. Everyday clothes to curtains, drapes, bedspreads, and formal wear, they do it all. Professional dry cleaning and laundry services, same day and express service, professional alterations and repairs, free pickup and delivery to your home or office, wedding dress preservation, superb customer service. It's not only easy to understand how Worth Cleaners has been successful for nearly three decades, but how they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery year after year. Visit them today at 125 Brown Springs Road, 7825 Vaughn Road, or online at worthcleaners.com. When it's worth it, choose Worth Cleaners.
ABC Tonight.
Not guilty.
He killed two women and got away with it.
A 10-episode event begins.
I have the chance to get justice.
The Fix.
CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. A man is charged in South Alabama for the slayings of two teenagers nearly 20 years ago. 45-year-old Coley McCraney is accused of killing 17-year-olds Tracy Hollett and J.B. Beasley. The girls had left Dothan to attend a party but never arrived. They were later found in the trunk of a car, each with a gunshot wound to the head. Changes are coming to Alabama's WIC program. Three central Alabama counties are taking part in a pilot program to replace traditional paper vouchers with electronic transfer cards. All of the state's counties should be on board by September. The U.S. Court of Appeals in Atlanta has sided with media organizations in ruling that Alabama cannot keep its lethal injection protocol secret. The state had argued that its execution method is not a court record and thus should remain secret. That's your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a couple of very chilly nights ahead, but the forecast remains storm-free and pretty nice for the rest of the week. For tonight, mostly clear skies, low temperature in the upper 30s by dawn on Tuesday. Tomorrow, more sunshine. A cool day for this time of the year, high around 63, low tomorrow night 38. Wednesday's high in the middle 60s, Thursday near 70, I think, and then Friday will be 70 or above and into the 70s on Saturday. Still pretty nice and storm-free. The pollen count remains in the very high range for the next few days, probably right on through the end of the week, the way it looks. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASC Credit Union, offering 90-day no-pay auto loans. Buy that ride today and pay nothing for 90 days. Offer expires March 31st, 2019. Other terms and conditions may apply, subject to change without notice. Contact a representative for further details. Equal opportunity lender. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your credit union.
Intellectually honest, philosophically consistent radio. News and views from 9 till noon. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
All right, it's bad enough when you make a mistake in the morning and then you make a mistake in the afternoon. That was supposed to be a U2 parody called I Hate U2, yeah. St. Patrick's Day related thing. And I put it in this morning, and then there was nothing on it. I said, make a mental note so we don't do that again. And what do I do this afternoon? In my weekend condition, I tried to play it again, and there was nothing there. But there is somebody there on the phone, somebody we've been looking forward to talking to, Mr. Right on the Money, Grant.
Yeah, baby!
McDonald from McDonald Hagen Wealth Management, and I like seeing green.
Yeah, it's today. Good. You know, I think it would be appropriate, though, to kick the show off in the right way. Did you happen to watch a basketball game yesterday?
I heard about a basketball game yesterday in which, was it ASU won a champion or their conference or something, and they're going on to the big party, the big dance?
Oh, yeah.
So where is Auburn ranked in this thing? Where are they? Are they?
Well, they're a fifth seed in the Midwest part of the tournament. And, you know, it's crazy. I don't know if you recall or not, but, you know, I'm going to Salt Lake City Wednesday for the Barron's Conference, you know, where we...
Right.
I've been invited again this year, which I'm really grateful for. And so anyway, this has been planned for literally weeks now, weeks and weeks. And then Auburn's first two rounds are going to be played in Salt Lake City.
No kidding.
Is that not crazy? So the arena where the Utah Jazz plays is literally about a mile from the hotel. And so...
Well, it's almost as if they timed their victory with you in mind.
Yeah, I know it. I know it. And wasn't that nice of them? So...
And if you manage to get to these games and they win in advance, then you kind of owe it to them to go to the next round, don't you?
I think you're exactly right, which would be Kansas City, Missouri. So I have to figure out some business to do out there. I love it. But anyway, no, it was a great weekend. Today was a good day. It was an interesting day. You know, you're starting to see some great companies, you know, that are really breaking down. I don't know if you saw Facebook, but it really got hit hard. All these executives that are leaving the company, you know.
Well, they're becoming free speech fascists.
Yeah.
I don't know how they can continue to function when they're no better than Pravda or any other one opinion source.
Well, that's right, and in some ways, they're beginning to lose control of the situation, and on top of that, you've got all these privacy issues which are just mounting, you know, and everyone knows that the federal government's coming after them in a big, big way with new regulations, and all these people who are leaving the company, it's just, wow. I think Facebook's running into some serious problems. I don't know how they're going to overcome it.
We'll you know see. What the frightening thing is, Brant, and I'm not saying this because I know this to be a fact. I'm saying this because here's what I've observed. They don't seem to care.
No, they don't.
They just don't seem to care. Because at the upper levels, they've got more money than they could ever hope to spend. Obviously, they have zero respect for any shareholders who may be of a conservative opinion. So if they get hurt, they get hurt. Gee, too bad, so sad. That's what's frightening to me. They just don't seem to care what happens. And I don't know how you stay in business with that kind of an attitude. I really don't.
Well, you wonder. You really do. And you wonder about these algorithms, these programmers, and the way that the news feed works, particularly as you alluded to earlier, you know, with respect to the political agenda, and it's really scary. It really is. The other thing, you know, even though we had a reasonably decent day, Boeing again got hit pretty hard. That was weighing on the index. The other thing too, though, you know, as we go towards the middle of the week, we got the Fed meeting that starts tomorrow, and then they're gonna, you know, convene that meeting on Wednesday with the traditional conference, you know, video conference where they'll talk about, you know, monetary policy and the agenda for the rest of this year. No one expects them to do anything different. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, they'll probably continue to sing the same song they have since December when they caved in. But if you take, you know, Boeing out of the situation, the Dow Jones would have been up pretty nicely today, a lot more than it was.
Yeah, it's interesting because we had that one week where it was trending down virtually every day. And then now over the last 4 or 5, it's been trending back up. It's almost up to 26,000 again. A good day tomorrow will put it right over.
Yeah, and I think we're going to go higher. I do. I think that we're going to start to get these earnings reports, and everyone's going to take a deep breath and sigh of relief when they see that things just aren't that bad. I mean, all the survey numbers are really pretty good right now. Even some of these new polls that are coming out are still very much in favor of Trump and the economy and sentiment, and all of that has been reasonably good.
It all depends on what people listen to. Well, I'll tell you, Fox is really making a left turn, man. When they hired Donna Brazile, and they seem almost determined to get rid of Tucker Carlson over something that happened years ago. You know, it's amazing if it's a leftist that says something objectionable, like this guy Beto O'Rourke. We read his short story from the Psychedelic Warlord. That was the name he wrote under. And it's all about this fantasy where he, you know, runs kids over with his car. Can you imagine if anybody with an R next to their name had written such gibberish that they would still even be in office, much less running for the presidency?
It's just unbelievable. I know.
It's frightening.
It is crazy. Absolutely crazy. Although, I will say that it appears AOC is really getting hammered in the polls big time.
Well,
all over the place.
Thanks for that. I'm glad to hear that. What did you hear today? Can you recall anything specific?
Just that an overwhelmingly number of both Republicans and Democrats have really, really waned big time.
Well, she's an idiot. She's got no business being in Congress. She's an actress. She was prepped for that job. It had nothing to do with her skill set. It was a chance to take a moderate Democrat out of a district in New York and stick a crazy person in. And boy, they couldn't have done any better than her.
Yeah.
They really couldn't. She's already figured how to game the system, how to get her boyfriend on the payroll, and you know, how to funnel money to him through some super PAC. She's not even in, like, 2 months, a little over 2 months, and she's gaming the system like crazy.
Yeah, she's going down in flames. She really is. And don't you know those moderate Democrats are loving it? They want her to shut up. I don't know where these people come from.
And why they think that can't be the future of your party? They want to lower the voting age to 16. Brent, our kids were pretty intelligent at 16, but I don't think they were ready to vote.
No.
In fact, I'm beginning to think you should have at least 3 years of tax returns. Or something to show that you've been contributing to America and not, you know, taking. But that's wishful thinking on my part. But 16? Or this whole idea
they
that...
Listen, it's a sad commentary, but let's face it. The vast majority of 16-year-olds around the country are going to vote Democrat.
Oh, absolutely. Of course, because that's what they're being taught in school. And then they see their, you know, any kid who dares to wear a MAGA hat or something like that, they get. I just read a story the other day where some girl got sent home because she had a hat with a T on it. This is how nuts they are. Good luck, Bolsheviks. You're doing a great job. At 5:20, if you would like to discuss your financial future and start getting a plan together, start thinking about ideas, the first thing you need to do is call Brandt at 387-0094 and schedule that sit-down so you can talk about where you would like to be in a year, 5 years, 10 years, what kind of retirement would you be looking forward to, and so forth. They can help you with all this stuff, and it's great to have a group of people that's on top of the world of money, literally 24/7, a phone call away when you have a question. Or perhaps you're interested in investing. Maybe you just inherited some money. You're not sure what to do with it. Talk to Brant McDonald and meet the group at 387-0094. That's 387-0094. For McDonald and Hagen Wealth Management and Brant, out of this break, I'm going to play Donica Knight's War Eagle.
Yeah, I love it.
Congrats to Auburn for making the big dance.
There we go.
So I'm going to take your suggestion.
All right, I appreciate it. I'll be listening for sure, and I will be talking to you from Atlanta tomorrow afternoon, and then from Salt Lake City the rest of the week.
Okay, man. We'll see you.
All right. Take care, guys.
Travel safe.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice offered through McDonald & Hagen Wealth Management, registered investment advisor, and separate entity from LPL Financial.
I just got a text from a good friend. Since I have permission to put the name, I'll just say this. If my daughter votes Democrat, she can find a Democrat to pay for her car. Father of the Year nominee right there at 522. Mr. Malachi.
Montgomery Skywatch traffic rolling right on through the 5 o'clock rush hour with not a lot of problems this afternoon. It looks pretty good on the boulevard. There's stop and go at the traffic lights. We have a little bit of a jam up around the Interstate 85 entrance, and there's a little bit of a crowd down around the Wetumpka Highway. The interstates don't have any troubles. Don't even see a jam up in downtown right now at the I-85-65 interchange, but be careful. That could happen at any time. I-65 is a clear ride all the way into Prattville, and we don't see any problems if you're using 231 to get into Wetumpka. Let's just be careful and get on to the house. If you're in a wreck and wondering what to do next, call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333. No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than other attorneys. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
If you've been injured in an accident and you need a ride, we will pick you up and bring you to the Vance Law Firm. Just dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
We know that local business drives the local economy. Without local business, there is no Montgomery. As a locally owned business, we at Blue Water work hard every day to support local business.
Hey, this is Kika with Boost Mobile. We've been advertising through Blue Water Broadcasting for the past year. We've gotten great results. Our business has increased, and I would recommend them to anybody.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Mr. Sandman. Time is running out on Mr. Sandman's amazing mattress and bedroom furniture liquidation sale. All 2018 model Serta, Restonic, and other mattresses must be sold this month. Bedroom suits as well as many odd chests, nightstands, and dressers gotta go. My warehouse lease is up and I have to downsize. A large group of bedroom mirrors are $15 to $35. A couple of cream-finished china cabinets for $200. Special groups of nice queen mattresses from $249, kings from $299. King mattresses with head-up adjustable bases from $599. Premium adjustable bases with dual massage, programmable positions, and underbed lighting from $699. Folks, Mr. Sandman has been voted Central Alabama's best mattress store for 2 decades. Visit both locations on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen and our huge store on Highway 14 in Millbrook across from the Dollar General. Open 10 to 6 Monday through Saturday, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
in Tuma's corner. Have you heard it told? Every time we win, we've been known to rock and roll. Ain't nothing sweeter than Tuma's lemonade. Down in the Southland, got it made.
Congratulations, War Eagle Nation, on your achievement going into the basketball tournament. Anybody can win it. I don't think you will, but congratulations. That's nice. Especially after the rotten football season.
Right, right. Stop trying to make this tea bitter. I like the taste of it already.
Too happy. What would any discussion about either team be without a little bitterness?
Right.
I got to share a quote with you because this gentleman happens to be a Joey Clark devotee.
All right.
While you were out, Brant and I were talking about, you know, Democrats want to lower the voting age to 16 and blah, 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 because most of them vote Democrat. And David Fagan sent the following quote. If my daughter votes Democrat, she can find a Democrat to pay for her car. That is Fagan pool policy. I got to take a moment because I didn't talk about it much while it was going on because it was hard. But after that Sunday night of Thanksgiving weekend when my daughter called hysterical to say that he wanted out of the marriage and was sleeping with a 19-year-old, and that whole thing just came crashing and burning. And I could never, ever, I know what it's like to hurt, but when your kid hurts, it hurts worse. But there were a few people that I could have conversations with and kind of purge my system because I was, you know, you saw it, you were here. Through at least the first, from that night, from that Thanksgiving through Christmas, we did the best we could. And into the first week or two of the year, we were like zombies. It was like being walking dead. It was the hardest time for me to do radio, to try and be funny. I don't even remember most of that period of time. But David Fagan was somebody who not only counsel but listened, and I'll always appreciate that above and beyond everything else he does for me. He's a good man. And I just love that that's not only his bleep, but that is Fagan pool policy now. It's 5:32 and he said, Joey, we didn't pay any attention to baseball games. You know what's going on in the spring trainings?
No, not at all. I'm a bit aloof.
All the teams that have been expected to go out and win the pennant suck, except for the Yankees. They're 13-6. That's
I good. Think they're all sandbagging. I mean, this doesn't count, really. No reason to reveal your cards before the season starts.
Well, last year's World Series champion Red Sox, they lost again today. They're like 9-15. They suck.
Oh, man.
And teams that were supposed to suck, like my Marlins, are 14-10. How do you explain that? They have nobody on that team. could
this... Yeah, sometimes when it's a team effort, you rise to new heights.
Here, let's find some more psychedelic warlord material to read today at 5:33.
That's one of the weirdest things ever. The Beto O'Rourke, Robert Francis, and his
You think he was named, by the way, for Robert Francis Kennedy?
That makes sense, yeah. Because, he was born to do this, Craig.
Yeah. O'Rourke, he took the name Beto in Texas because it's Hispanic sounding, and he wanted to have that little marketing edge with Hispanic voters. And again, I repeat, you know who's got a big growing advantage with Hispanic voters? Donald J. Trump. Because the Democrats make this mistake, so do the pollsters, of lumping anybody from a South American country, Caribbean nation, Haiti, you name it, as Hispanic. And they could not be more different from each other, from Mexico to Cuba and Brazil to Colombia to people that are from countries in Central America like to make it real clear that they live in Central America, not South America, that they're not too far from the Isthmus of Panama. Isthmus is another one of the words I should never try and say because...
Isthmus?
The Isthmus of Panama.
Thor!
Thor. What am I forgetting here? The Thor thing.
I can't remember. It's a long-running joke with that character.
Nah. Thor. By the way, if you successfully put together a March Madness bracket, Warren Buffett has a contest every year. Should have talked to Brant about this. First prize is $1 million a year for life for the person who can pick a perfect Sweet 16. One catch to enter the contest, you must be an employee at Berkshire Hathaway.
Oh, wow.
Isn't that nice? Where he is CEO, they are a sprawling conglomerate with nearly 400,000 employees across more than 60 companies.
$1 million for life is very generous, but it's very unlikely to even get the Sweet 16.
The odds are so incredibly stacked. By the way, other Berkshire brands include Dairy Queen. So you could, go up to the Atlanta Highway there, get hired as a soda jerk for a couple of days, get your bracket in. I mean, if you were...
I want to know how they make those dip cones.
Where the chocolate stays covered?
Oh, yeah.
I wonder how that happens. It's magical, isn't it?
Okay, people in my generation, if I could speak ill of the millennial generation for a moment, have gone a little too nuts with the avocado. Because I saw something earlier today that, I'll admit, looked delicious. But it's like, oh, come on. What is wrong with you people? So essentially what they did is they, took out an avocado from its shell, its husk, and then mixed it in with, I think, a tiny bit of honey, vanilla extract, and some salt, stirred all that up, and froze it for 30 minutes. Then they would take with an ice cream scoop, shave it off into little avocado vanilla honey balls, and then they would coat it with chocolate fudge. And so it was like...
Well, that's very healthy to put chocolate fudge on anything.
And you make a great chocolate sauce.
Yeah.
It's like, this is too much.
I would not permit my chocolate sauce to be put on avocado.
It actually looked really good. But I'm like, we've jumped the shark. What's next? Instead of avocado toast, avocado on avocado?
Why is it that the avocado has taken on almost a...
It's this new trend of healthy fats.
Oh, those fats.
That you can eat fat.
Because we were told not to eat avocados because it was just fat.
Right, and it is. But
they're
healthy
fat.
Yeah, right.
And how do we know in 10 more years? What did they change? There was something... probably isn't on drugs.
Well, and for the longest time, eggs would kill you, but now eggs are like, eat as many as you want.
There was another example of that today. I saw it on drugs. Let me just take a quick look at fudge.
The big battle today is over, is fat healthy or is sugar with sugar? I think the combination of all that stuff is probably the worst. And the more processed it is, the worse it is for you. But really, a good rule of thumb is just eat something that, organic, natural. What our great-grandparents called food. That's probably the best bet.
I did see one story today that said Diet Coke. And now they got another thing that's supposed to do to you.
Yeah, and who knows about these artificial sweeteners that they're still zero calorie because they could use like trace elements of sucralose.
By the way, you know who the latest to experience Trumpenfreud is? LeBron James.
Oh, really?
Him and his motor mouth. How are the Lakers doing this year? LeBron, they going to make the playoffs? No? Even with you, the greatest person to ever dribble a basketball? I really want to find this. There's something about... They're always telling you something. Coffee is going to kill you. Then they tell you coffee's... Oh, drink as much as you can because it's right. good for your heart. They're always changing it. Diet Coke raises heart disease, cancer risk. Well, guess what? My heart is not diseased, and at the moment, anyway, I have no cancer. Daily aspirin no longer recommended. How about that?
Interesting.
That was always a suggestion for people who were at risk of heart attack to keep the blood thin.
Right.
Now they don't want you to do that anymore. So make up your damn minds. Just once.
I think the future of nutrition in particular is number one in medicine in general, genetic testing. Mm-hmm. Because we're not all the same. Like, we're genetically diverse. And so it can get down to pretty detailed stuff on, like, say you're from your history is this part of the world. Okay, you might have an iron deficiency. There are certain things I think people's bodies will respond to. So the more that you can figure out about yourself individually and the more medical researchers and nutritionists can research, okay, certain genetic makeups need these certain things. I think we'll get closer to what's probably healthy for people, but it's not one size fits all. And then, you know, losing weight on a diet is not the same thing as, I think, proper nutrition. Because a lot of these diets, people will go on for a few months. And I mean, I have a family member who lost a lot of weight way too quickly. He did this like all liquid thing in the early 2000s. He did not look healthy. Like, he lost, I think, hundreds of pounds, but...
When I go to hardcore health food stores, I'm not talking about, like, GNC, that kind of thing, but places...
Like Whole Foods?
That are devoted... No, not that. Devoted to, like, vegans and
stuff. Oh, yeah, sure.
I see a lot of sickly people.
It's tough if you...
Supposed to eat red meat.
From what I've read and looked at, you can be healthy vegan, but it takes a hell of a lot of work. Because you are missing out on what you can get from red meat.
I am working on a new diet plan that, if it's successful, I will give you the specs. It's called the honey mustard sauce diet.
Yeah.
And look at how I'm doing.
Yeah, you look great.
540.
You do look good today. I mean, look, you match. Did you bring your cheap heat? Because you could really pull it off today. It's all matching.
Remember I spilled the Pedialyte in there?
Oh, Lord. You know, I give you something, and that's how you treat it.
No. I feel bad about it. Don't make it worse. But Pedialyte, when it dries out in cloth, it gets sort of a sour kind of fruity smell.
Oh, Lord.
So, I mean, it still looked cool, but I would smell like...
No, for folks who don't know what we're talking about, I've been wearing headbands. I'm not wearing one today, but I've been wearing headbands because everybody asked me about it in a somewhat annoyed voice. Why are you wearing that? And I say, that's one. I wear it because you keep asking me. And so I have multiple colors. I bought these in a pack. And Greg keeps calling them gangster or something
like
that.
Kind of like underwear.
So I decided to bequeath a canvas-colored, tan-colored headband to Greg.
A canvas-colored vest.
Right, and you're wearing a canvas-colored Columbia fishing shirt today. So it would look perfect with your canvas-colored cheap heat, your headband. But you spilled Pedialyte on your headband. It smells weird.
Smell.
No, I don't want to smell your Pedialyte headband.
I didn't wear it as underwear.
Oh, that is weird. That is weird smelling, Greg. That's not just Pedialyte.
I'll get it in the laundry. Just remind me. Okay. Shoot me a text tonight during your show. I'll put it in the washing machine.
I feel like the grandmother gave you socks for Christmas. So how are those socks holding up, Sonny?
5:42 is the time. The summer heat's right around the corner. We've been getting tastes of it recently. In fact, we're kind of in that going back and forth phase where we get a few days in the 70s, close to 80, then Rich sends another cold front through, and we'll have cold temperatures again tomorrow morning. And then by the end of the week, we'll be back up in the 70s and 80s. So you're switching between heat, like we did last night. It was cold this morning. It was in the 30s. So we used the heat, then popped it over to the AC around 10 o'clock. Very stressful time for your system. What I'm suggesting is call Clark's at 277-2125 and get the best people in the business behind the comfort of you and your family so that you have two annual tune-ups to your system, people who get in there and know what to look for to make sure everything is working good and efficiently, keep your electric costs down, and are available on a 24/7 emergency basis because you're a Clark's Club member. $159 investment, and a very smart one, I might add. And you can win one by listening to the morning show during the week. Also, the most talented plumbers. So if you have a plumbing emergency, again, you don't want to hear tomorrow or 2 days. You want to hear we're on the way. And Clark's Club members, that's what you get. Because those things never happen at a convenient time. But for Clark, it's always convenient. 277-2125. Learn more about this great company and their high standards of excellence at clarkcomfort.com. Or 277-2125. For the best in heating, air conditioning, plumbing, and people, call Clark's. Alabama certification number 99004.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jeff Sanders. Changes are coming to Alabama's WIC program. Three central Alabama counties are taking part in a pilot program to replace traditional paper vouchers with electronic transfer cards. All of the state's counties should be on board by September. A man is charged in South Alabama for the slayings of two teenagers nearly 20 years ago. 45-year-old Coley McCraney is accused of killing 17-year-olds Tracy Hollett and J.B. Beasley. The girls had left Dothan to attend a party but never arrived. They were later found in the trunk of a car, each with a gunshot wound to the head. The U.S. Court of Appeals in Atlanta has sided with media organizations in ruling that Alabama cannot keep its lethal injection protocol secret. The state had argued that its execution method is not a court record and thus should remain secret. That's your news headlines. I'm Jeff Sanders. For your latest news, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and on ABC 32.
As we roll along closer to the 6 o'clock hour, we have had a great rush hour this afternoon. Montgomery Skywatch traffic showing no accidents anywhere we can find right now. The boulevard is rolling along just fine. We don't see any problems on the interstates. They are up at a speed limit ride. And if you're headed into Prattville or Wetumpka on the 31s, there's no problem. A little delay there in Wetumpka as you hit the River Bridge and around the casino. We've almost made it a full hour without an accident. Let's keep that up. It's the Invitation to Lexus sales event with lease payments as low as $429 and the best deals of the year. You know you want it. Reinhardt Lexus makes it easy. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services should be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical free by visiting bluehaven.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We have a couple of very chilly nights ahead, but the forecast remains storm-free and pretty nice for the rest of the week. For tonight, mostly clear skies, low temperature in the upper 30s by dawn on Tuesday. Tomorrow, more sunshine. A cool day for this time of the year, high around 63, low tomorrow night 38. Wednesday's high in the middle 60s, Thursday near 70, I think, and then Friday will be 70 or above and into the 70s on Saturday. Still pretty nice and storm-free. The pollen count remains in the very high range for the next few days, probably right on through the end of the week, the way it looks. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
This is Probate Judge Stephen Reed. I wanted to let you know I've decided to run for mayor of Montgomery. Why? One word, opportunity. My vision is for a city that is not just surviving, but thriving. This has to be a city where all of us have an opportunity to live, to learn, and to earn. I'm Stephen Reed, and if you elect me mayor, that's the Montgomery we'll build together. We'll have a kickoff event soon, so stay tuned. Paid for by Stephen for Montgomery, P.O. Box 6444, Montgomery, Alabama, 36106.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
the River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I wanted to talk about the crocodile hunter.
Did you?
Because I think...
Yeah, you're going to make him sad.
Because I think, you know, it was tragic at the time. But I think... people come and then they're shocked. Oh, hey, you wouldn't believe it. Who got killed? The crocodile hunter. Please don't make me laugh at this. He was 44 years old. I'm like, that's a ripe old age for a crocodile hunter. And you know, I had to be pissed about it, were the crocodiles, because he got killed by some fruity fish. And, so the crocodiles were like, hey, man, that crocodile hunter got killed. Who did it, Frank? You don't even want to know, man. Please don't. So, Bill, man, you had a chance once. The guy go, man, I had a chance. I had that motherfucker. He was Tommy the Stick. I could eat him and his head.
I don't feel good about this.
You remember how I ever tell you that story, Bill? Yeah, only 1,000 times. Yes.
You know, it's Norm. Norm is funny. Norm can take an unfunny thing and make it funny. This is why I don't understand. Why does Breitbart care what Jim Carrey thinks? We don't even care what movies he's in anymore. We don't go see him. Oh, new Jim Carrey movie coming out.
Because he's a perfect heel. See, if you watched wrestling, you would understand heel psychology. But you belittle it from your boomer perch at the Smithsonian Channel.
His latest insanity is that the Trump presidency is a planet-threatening, Nazi meteor-sized extinction-level event.
Wait, Nazi meteor? Like,
Nazi meteor-sized extinction-level event.
Is that different than...
That's something I watched, by the way, on the Smithsonian Channel yesterday.
Yeah? A Nazi documentary?
Well, it was part because it was all about how the alleged allies in World War II weren't really on the same side when it came to exiting the war with certain resources.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wanted the German scientists.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's very true.
Is that a coincidence that German scientists are that brilliant? That they were able to... I mean, when you look at the technology of the V-2 rocket, which was a true terror weapon, I mean... did you ever see the buzz bomb?
Mm-hmm.
It made kind of like a fart-like noise as it was flying. And if you heard it, you knew you were okay. But when it stopped, when it ran out of propellant, it was coming down with a big warhead. And it would, you know, kill a lot of people, do a lot of destruction. There's a great, if you look it up on YouTube, there's a video of a Spitfire pilot tipping one of those buzz bombs with his wing over open country and sending it to the ground.
Mm.
A really gutsy piece of flying. But the V-2 rocket, nobody knew it was coming because it was coming down literally from the tip of outer space at a speed that broke the sound barrier. So you would hear the sound barrier break, and then if you were near it, you were dead. But that the technology was so sophisticated, and it's so similar because Von Braun, he lived to see man make it on the moon. And we got there largely on his engineering skills. If you watch the movie The Right Stuff, have you ever seen that?
It's been a while.
It's a good film.
Yeah.
Very good film. The guy that plays Chuck Yeager is fantastic. And what's his name? Barbara Hershey's in it. If you watch The Right Stuff, the German scientists who are shown in determining as they're testing the astronauts for what they can endure, pretty creepy. They gave them sort of a almost a monstrous Dr. Mengele-like appearance in that movie. And man, they came up with some bizarre ways to see if somebody was ready to fly to the moon. weird testing that?
I don't think it's necessarily genetic, but I mean, if you look at history, the British in the British Empire considered the Germans, or Prussia, they were kind of these Germanic groups on as equal in terms of culture. They had developed, and maybe it was to the German people's advantage that they had been sort of disparate groups for a long time. And allowed them. I mean, a lot of your philosophy, a lot of your technology does come out of that part of the world. Also, some really terrible ideas, too.
Oh, yeah, but had it what saved the world, really, was Hitler's insanity in decision-making. Because the stuff they had on the board could have made it over here. We could have been dealing with D.C. and New York and cities getting bombed by long-distance bombers that were on, you know, in development. They, for whatever reason, they were working on the atomic bomb, and Hitler decided it wasn't that big of a deal, thank God. Who knows? But this is why interesting that the whole UFO phenomenon began in the late 40s after the war, when those German scientists were at basically what is Area 51 developing all this stuff.
Now, I mean, you can go back before the Nazis, though, to World War I, where the German people are united. The Kaiser, and there's Dan Carlin, the guy who does the podcast, and they're usually like 4-hour, 5-hour long podcasts called Hardcore History. And he did one on what he considered one of the most formidable armies, militaries ever, which was that initial World War I German army. Hmm. And he describes the amount of engineering.
What's this guy's name?
Dan Carlin. He used to be a talk show host in the Northwest, and then he got tired of the politics.
Hardcore History.
It's really good.
I may have seen that.
It's podcast.
It's episodic, right?
On a few of the topics, and then sometimes he'll do these one-shots. But he goes into detail, like the amount of planning and like scientific study that went into how do you move a million people in a unit, like a column of human beings across a continent and make it run efficiently. And it's unreal, the numbers they were running, all the planning they were running, you know, for food, supplies, everything, all the logistics. It's incredible. And also that introduction of heavy artillery in World War I was, what was it, the Big Bertha gun that could shoot
the Big Bertha, and they also had a Goethe bomber. It was the first, it was like a predecessor to a B-17.
Right. Well, but and before that, can you imagine being in a hot air balloon with hand bombs?
No.
Like, I can't.
No, I can't. No. No, especially with planes flying at you faster, they can spool you down while you're up in one of those observation things. That was not very healthy work.
You have a phone call.
Yes, and it's spam.
Yeah.
I don't like spam. I do like CSpire. If you needed one company to take on all your technology challenges, one company that could handle security, cloud, internet, and more, let me introduce you to the new CSpire business. It's the industry's first full-stack managed solutions provider with over 500 service professionals, 8,700 miles of fiber, and the 9th-ranked cloud system, not here in the U.S., but in the world. So it's big boy territory. With everything in a single managed IT portfolio, the result is a faster, more secure way to do business. From desktop to data center, CSpire Business will meet you wherever you are and take on your biggest technology challenges. Learn more at CSpire, that's the letter CSpire.com/business. CSpire, customer inspired.
As we roll along closer to the 6 o'clock hour, we have had a great rush hour this afternoon. Montgomery Skywatch traffic showing no accidents anywhere we can find right now. The boulevard is rolling along just fine. We don't see any problems on the interstates. They are up at a speed limit ride. And if you're headed into Prattville or Wetumpka on the 31s, there's no problem. A little delay there in Wetumpka as you hit the River Bridge and around the casino. We've almost made it a full hour without an accident. Let's keep that up. It's the Invitation to Lexus sales event with lease payments as low as $429 and the best deals of the year. You know you want it. Reinhardt Lexus makes it easy. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
At Navy Federal Credit Union, we help our members execute missions every day, like Operation...
We really want this house, but we also want a new sofa, a bigger grill, and maybe a hammock in the backyard for a little well-earned R&R.
Or Operation...
We need a new house, but we don't need a down payment.
Apply now for a VA loan with Navy Federal and get the peace of mind that comes with a top VA loan lender. And fast approval, too. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Open to the armed forces, the DOD, veterans, and their families. Insured by NCUA Equal Housing Lender. Certain terms and conditions apply.
We alarm our houses. And we alarm our cars. But when it comes to your personal information, it can be tough to know when something isn't right. That's where Discover Card can help. Now, we'll send you an alert if we find your social security number on any one of thousands of risky websites. And this service is free for card members. Just sign up online. It's our way of looking out for you, not just your account. Learn more at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave, do you know why we're getting applications from jugglers and tightrope walkers?
I just posted on a national job site that this job can be a balancing act and you'll have to juggle many tasks.
But the job is for head of accounting. Some of the applicants include lion tamers.
Have you met the guys in accounting? They're animals.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Oh, hey, honey!
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing and she loves it. With five kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available, it's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
Step